this Advent, we've been in a series of sermons picturing the Advent of Christ. We've joined in the wisdom of generations who've gone before and those who walk with us now. We study their artwork and preparation to see what God might be revealing about God's own self. Last week, we began with this painting by local artist Horace Pippin, who painted an image of the peaceable kingdom that was informed by his own experiences from World War I. This week, we shift our focus to an artist by the name of Jan Richardson. She's a United Methodist elder, as it turns out, who's an incredible artist out of the Florida Annual Conference. She paints and she writes about inviting people into the journey with God. This artwork here is entitled Prepare, and she layers oils and acrylics to invoke from us the reading that Sandy read for us out of John's reading of the scroll of Isaiah, prepare the way. As I look at the layers, I'm reminded that the preparation is not simple. In fact, the preparing of the way is complex and textured in all of those ways. I'm reminded that John the Baptist would never have said that the way of preparing God's way was simple. In fact, the way of calling out and calling people to repentance, proclaiming the kingdom of God is at hand now and not yet, is a hard and a complex work that we continue to be called to again and again and again. John said, you'll remember, it was a baptism of repentance that we need for the forgiveness of sins. He was baptizing people on the River Jordan so that they could walk back to the dry land and live in the valleys they came from, the very places where the challenges existed. The words that we heard Sandy read, The words we heard her read came from the prophet Isaiah. I imagine they were familiar to him from his study. Prepare the way of the Lord. Make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, every mountain and hill made low, the crooked be made straight, the rough ways smooth, and all flesh shall see salvation. John, the messenger sent before the Messiah. John, the one who brings good news about the coming of the Messiah. Good news that doesn't exactly sound like good news, at least not the kind of good news we're looking for most often. If you're anything like me, you'd like good news to be celebratory and have no extra work for yours truly. This is not the kind of good news that John proclaims. The prophet Malachi illuminates for us this truth, that good news requires our participation. Malachi calls us to good news and to the renewal, testing, and cleansing. It's the refining fire that brings the precious metal to light. It's the washing with strong detergent, or if your house is like mine, OxyClean on the spots that have gone beyond the diaper, that makes it bright and clean. The Hebrew term for soap, Berut, sounds very similar to the Hebrew term for covenant, Beirut. Ironically, it's the soap that brings the brilliance, that brings the faithfulness to the covenant. It's you and I who need not divine judgment as punishment, but as preparing the way so that we too can follow God. The work of refining is removing contamination and imperfections. Thank God for OxyClean and all those things that make us to shine more brilliantly in God's way. The prophets in Malachi and in Isaiah and through John probably don't bespeak the images we find on our Christmas cards that we receive in the mail. Those images on the Christmas cards with sweet little cherub angels smiling down at babies who never cry. The pleasant look of shepherds and adoring wise men. All of the nativity characters that you wish lived in your house, perhaps. There's no doubt that this good news that Jesus brings, the peace on earth, the goodwill to all, is indeed good news for us. But it is not meaning that Christ's presence leaves nothing for us to do. It does not leave us unchanged. Like a refiner's fire or a fuller's soap, the arrival of Christ calls us to reverent obedience and faithful praise. The good news is not that we remain unchanged, but that we get reformed and refined to be more like Christ. I think of it this way. When we're taking out our Christmas decorations out of the attic, it's not just that we take them from where they've been stored and put them to where they've always gone. It's that we consider, how does this year look different? What is God calling us to now? Perhaps the Christmas tree that's always been in front of the window this year needs to move somewhere completely different. And we have the work of reflecting on that. The prophets call us to look anew at where God is moving in our lives. It was about 18 months ago when there was a kind of buzz in our community at large. This was the time when the point in time numbers, that's the picture of the coldest night of the year and how many people were outside during the coldest night, when those statistics came alongside how many children in our schools didn't have a permanent housing address, when a buzz started to happen and say, how can we do this differently as a community and care for those in our community without housing? It was Neighborhood Services and Kennett Area Community Service that gathered anyone they could find, scratched their heads together and said, we have these numbers and these challenges. What will we do differently? It was around that time that the national program Family Promise started getting some traction in the area as well. And here we are, 18 months later, finding ourselves preparing for guests to host folks who are going to benefit from the community coming together to serve those most in need. I want to share with you that we'll be the fifth congregation to host here in our community. And in those short 5 weeks, one family has already found sustainable housing. They were moved into a sustainable housing situation just this weekend. Another family has already found, for the primary breadwinner, sustainable employment so that housing can come next after employment has been secured. So out of just a short amount of time, our coming together and hosting countless people have been a part of changing the lives of others for the better. This sounds to me like preparing the way of the Lord. As the vision began to come into focus, it came into focus from listening to the needs and the gifts of the larger community. From listening, if I might say, to the messengers of God who said, this is what it looks like to provide sustainable solutions. Now, anytime you listen to the messengers of God, you might have another voice in your head, and I imagine we find ourselves asking, when will our job be done? How long will this last? Will we try it once or twice and the problem just get solved and figured out? It's already had success. We wonder together in this time of waiting and preparing. And I can imagine that the messengers of God do not always look as we think they might. I can imagine that when folks heard John the Baptist, he didn't look or sound how they thought good news might look and sound. I'm sure that Malachi, offering comfort to the good people of Jerusalem, didn't feel like comfort. Advent is this season in which you and I prepare for the coming of Christ, not the comforting of the comfortable. It's said that Advent is the waiting church, anxiously standing on her tiptoes around the noise and the confusion, hoping to catch a glimpse of where God is already working. Come, Lord Jesus. Advent is not about achieving our preparation. It is not the moment we have waited long enough. Disciples have asked for generations, when will the Messiah come? When will we know the one for whom we have been waiting? When will we have prepared enough? When will we have prepared the right things? When will the waiting be over and the Messiah be present again? Come, Lord Jesus, come, Maranatha. As we host those without homes against the cold and the challenges of this world, I hope the timing is not lost on you. It's not lost on me. We remember in this season a family who traveled against the cold and the challenges looking for a place to lay their head, looking in unusual circumstances to birth a child with plenty of question marks around exactly what happened. We remember in this season Mary and Joseph, the expectant Jesus. We remember, we wait, and we prepare. Come, Lord Jesus. Come. This, my friends, is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God. Amen.